Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, 7:40 in the morning. Sunny day out there. Going to be pretty nice. Maybe some rain this weekend, because we'll find out in the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Take a look at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch all the links and videos we mention on air. So if you're like, hey, I can't see Crazy Legs,
hey,
you can go to our Facebook page and there Crazy Legs will be dancing for you, right?
Putting on a show.
Uh-huh, honey.
Okay.
I'm putting that now.
Now that you mentioned.
But if you're looking for something to watch, we posted three of those lists that Sarah was talking about earlier.
The ones that have all the shows you've never heard of on them.
Oh, all right, good.
I never heard of any of those shows. But
me neither. All right, so as you mentioned, Sarah, yes, it's a nice day out there. Blue skies from my window.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is, weirdly, just showing up in the forecast, possible rain this weekend. So we'll see how that actually materializes.
Nice.
I would love to see some rain. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we just had another one of those fire danger, you
That's
know.
That's the main thing.
Times, and it's like, oh, please. Well, I'd really like snow, but at the very least, let's get out of that fire danger.
Let's get everything kind of damp.
Right.
And then if we could get some extra because of the drought thing, that'd be great too.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So here's a front page story for you from the Chronicle, as we all hear that vaccines are finally being administered in the UK.
Yeah.
What about us is the question.
What about us?
Here's what you need to know.
All right.
It looks like the vaccine will be showing up next week and will begin delivery, as in people will start getting the vaccine next week. It looks like the 15th, which is, I think, Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
So anyway, they'll start. The first shipments arrive on the 15th, and the hospitals have already been told what they're getting. Let me read it to you exactly. California officials say the vaccines will go first to healthcare workers at acute care, psychiatric, and correctional facility hospitals, residents and workers of nursing homes, and other long-term care facilities, paramedics and emergency medical service personnel, and dialysis centers.
Oh.
This group is known as Phase 1A of the vaccine rollout.
Oh, 1A.
It includes about 2.4 million healthcare workers in California. So that's the beginning of what we expect to be a fully vaccinated state here by something like June.
June 1st, the day the pandemic ends.
Hmm. So
there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's still more patients needed, but there are three. It appears we have three good vaccines headed into different phases of production. And I'm ready to plan a vacation is what I'm ready for.
Something outside this house.
Yeah,
I'm taking a vacation into the city to see you guys. It's going to be like a vacation.
I know.
Going into work.
It's a whole big deal just getting in the car, driving into the city today. I know, it's ridiculous.
I remember how to drive.
But anyway, yeah, that's where my head's at. I know we didn't take our big vacation last summer because we had a couple reasons. And so, okay, that's fine, you know. But next year, we're already planning like late in the year. Let's do something.
Yep.
What? I'm not sure yet. But
and actually, probably booking it now would be a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because once everyone's free to move about the country again, they're going to be looking to make up some lost ground.
No, agreed. And we're going to lock something in, and that's going to be that. Like, we're doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay, and we're going to be like, we're obligated to go do this. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
What are you thinking? Hawaii or something?
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. Hawaii for Christmas.
That'd be nice.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'd like to go right now or this year, I mean, but sure. It's a little soon. So we're gonna consider next year. Anyway, the vaccines are getting rolled out. That's your story. This next story I thought was super cool. Well, just because I knew the person. We have history with Jeremy Newberry. You remember
sure,
that name?
Absolutely.
So
former 49er. And
yeah, he used to come on our show after Grogan retired.
Yep.
He used to be the guy that did our show from the 49ers. And then we got Jeremy Newberry, and he was great. I really liked him. He's now a sportscaster and has left football as, you know, careers don't last forever. But he's a former San Francisco 49er. Jeremy Newberry, and he's selling his Brentwood mansion and cherry farm for $4.98 million, Sarah.
Boy.
This is your new home.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Newberry purchased the East Contra. This is in the paper, by the way, so I'm not spilling the beans, as they say. He purchased the East Contra Costa property in 2019.
Oh, he just got it.
He just got it, but he told TMZ, and he seems a little overreact. I call it an overreaction.
Oh.
He says he's leaving California because he thinks the state's COVID-19 protocols are too strict.
Oh, well.
Now, he goes on to say, and I don't disagree with him here, Newberry wants to move to a state where his children can attend school and participate in sports. Somewhere in the country, he says he's going, that's open. I kind of feel like my kids are getting deprived from their childhood because everything's locked down. Every parent feels that way, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Every parent feels just like that.
Every parent can sell their $5 million cherry farm and leave. That place is... It's a dirt lot, basically. I mean, it's like a house plunked down in the... It's brand new. Mm-hmm. Has a square of grass around it, and it's surrounded by a cherry orchard.
Yeah. No, the picture in this... So you're going to move there.
We'll go look at it today? That is so beyond not my style. It's not even funny.
There's a warehouse to the left of that. You see?
Yeah, there's some... Like, that must be where they... put the cherries after they pick
that's
them
your she
them.
Shack are you kidding me?
No, this is not in any
this
way
this place
appealing.
Is perfect
not appealing.
All right, anyway, I just thought the interesting part where he says he's moving and getting rid of this, you know, giant mansion that he just purchased because his kids are deprived. I don't disagree with that feeling or that statement. It's just simply that to change everything over a temporary situation seems like a mistake to me, but
it seems like it. Right. I mean, we already know what the, you can, it does have a view of Diablo though. That's pretty.
That is okay. That's the picture from the paper.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm looking at.
That is not, I need more privacy than that. That's a house standing alone in the middle of a field.
Completely. Yes.
It's unreal. You know, here's the other thing. Where can you go? Where are they going to school? Where's he going to go?
Like, I don't.
Texas
that's so. That's
like
the point. Is and maybe the you know. Look, I believe in newspaper reporters, and I want to believe they got the story right. Mm-hmm. And maybe I've watched my kids. They're not thriving in this. There's upsides for sure because they're around mom and dad a lot more. But it's This isn't good for anybody's kid. And yet to sell everything and move to, right, where is he going to go? And are they doing school in Montana?
He's a shop in his warehouse.
Oh, look at that. Where that warehouse is at. John would love that, actually. John might fight me on this.
The property includes a 4,300-square-foot house with 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. It features a master suite with heated floor bathrooms, a gym, a game room, and a pool, among many other amenities.
Oh, there's a game
room. I like the game room. I'm looking at the game room right now.
Ping pong,
that is a
little arcade.
Yeah, where's all the pool tables?
There's a 40-acre cherry farm with 12 acres of mature cherry trees and 23 acres of newly planted trees, as well as a processing area.
Quite a workout room. It's bigger than my bedroom.
Nice.
Anyway,
five times the size of my bedroom.
People who have been with us for the life of this show know Jeremy Newberry because he used to appear weekly on our show, and also he was, you know, a 49er. But
I think we were on the air with him one time when there was a big earthquake.
Yep.
And we were on the phone and he was feeling it. I think he lived like in Antioch at the time. And or out there on the Delta somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right.
And the whole building just was... We were on the 32nd floor, 31st floor, whatever. We're up high in this building in the Embarcadero, and you could just feel it kind of roll. Even after the thing stopped, it kept on rolling. And then we all just went, okay, I think it's over, and kept on going with our convo.
Yep. No, I just thought that was, so there's that. Jeremy Newberry's moving everyone.
Boy, Jeremy had a big house for a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him having to duck to get in the doorways.
Oh, him and Grogan Lincoln. Both filled the entire space of a doorway.
Yeah.
Like from top to bottom, side to side. Huge.
I remember Lincoln Kennedy.
Lincoln Kennedy was another guy that used to come on our show. He was a Raider, yeah. And he's actually a broadcaster now, too. Yeah. I don't hear him or see him, but I do. I'm aware that
John
he's
was
doing
watching
something.
The other day. I was like, oh, my God, it's Lincoln.
Uh-huh. A new survey asked 1,000 Americans to name their favorite winter drink, and coffee's not on the list.
Oh.
I guess maybe because that's year-round, right? Hot chocolate's
number one,
eggnog, apple cider, peppermint-flavored coffee. I guess that counts as coffee. Mold? Cider?
Yeah, mold cider.
Mold wine? Huh? You heard of that?
Sure.
What is that?
They, like, heat it up, and they, like... It's almost like wine. It's like a hot sangria, the wine is, and then the cider
it's sweet
is
sweet, too.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's really sweet. It's gross. I don't like any of those drinks. The seasonal stuff, like even eggnog, like how much eggnog can you really drink? It's bogus. It's eggs.
Yeah.
It's eggy. I just give me my regular drinks. Hot chocolate, even. I'm like, I'm not 9. I don't want a hot chocolate.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the people.
Well, in the snow, hot chocolate's nice.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You just brought up sangria, and one time at Cha 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 on Hate, I don't know if that's still there.
I think it is.
I got so ripped, like falling down ripped on sangria. Who knows? I had no idea.
Because it tastes like fruit juice.
Yeah.
But
that's
I'm in this
thing.
Place, we're with friends, we're partying, it's a good time, and I have quite the healthy ability to hold, well, I mean, not really. Obviously, it took me out, but. You know, I mean, I thought this will be fine. Soon as it was time to get up, I'm like, oh, no.
Am I driving?
What is going on here?
Yeah, that'll catch up with you. I've barfed on sangria before.
Yeah, that stuff's
it's
for
just
real.
Like, because you drink it so nice and sweet, and it's flavorful, and oh, my God, I just barfed.
Another pitcher, please.
Yeah. I'm
ready
for more.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. Vinny, when you head to the city, be careful not to speed. There have been a lot of highway patrol hiding in spots, giving people tickets. Yeah, I'm probably going to lag getting up there today for a couple reasons, including that one.
I'll take your time. We're all just
going to work
our way in.
Vinny, schools are open in Arkansas. I also just recently read an article. We have an influx of one-way trips to Arkansas from California, Texas, Colorado, U-Hauls. That we cannot get rid of people who are moving here to get away from California and the big cities because of COVID. They're just seeking smaller communities. It's crazy. U-Haul can't seem to keep their trailers back to returning cities due to the one-way trips.
It'll get harder and harder to get a U-Haul when you really need to get the hell out of here.
Well, you hire some people to bring them, you know, bring them back to some locations, I guess. But
there's a romantic appeal to that, right? To live in a small town where you know everybody, and there's a. I watch this show on HGTV all the time called Hometown, and it's in this little town, Laurel, Mississippi, and they just take an old house and make it beauteous, and somebody from the community moves into it. It's great.
I love San Francisco, and I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way, but it's getting harder and harder, and I don't even live there. But yeah, I mean, between the break-ins, my car getting its window smashed, and
the high price of actually getting something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, and then a lot of the homeless problems, you know, I mean, that's another issue that is not getting smaller by any stretch. Nope. So it's really, it's tough. I can see why people are like, what am I doing?
It was cool.
It's not anymore. Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash there? I'm out of
music
time.
Music news right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.